These are the victims of the attack. Nicholas Doiret, 17. Doiret, a high school senior, was a competitive swimmer aspiring to compete in the 2020 Olympics. That was what he was working for, and he would have made it, Nicole Nilsson, a family friend, told Time. He had very big aspirations. Doiret had made the Tokyo 2020 logo his screensaver, and had recently signed a letter of intent to join the University of Indianapolis swim team as a freshman in the fall. Nick's death is a reminder that we are connected to the larger world, and when tragedy hits in places around the world, it oftentimes affects us at home, University President Robert Manuel said in a statement. Today, and in the coming days, I hope you will hold Nick, his family, all of the victims, as well as the Parkland community and first responders in your prayers. Doiret would have turned 18 next month. Aaron Feiss, 37. Feiss, an assistant football coach and security guard at the school, died after shielding students from gunfire during the shooting on Wednesday. He selflessly shielded students from the shooter when he was shot. He died a hero, and he will forever be in our hearts and memories, the school's football program said in a tweet. A graduate of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, Feiss had played football at the school and returned as a coach in 2002. Broward Sheriff Scott Israel, who coached with Feiss and watched his sons play for him, described Feiss as a phenomenal man who was adored by students. The kids in this community loved him. They adored him. He was one of the greatest people I knew. He was a phenomenal man, Israel said at a press conference on Thursday. When Aaron Feiss died, when he was killed, tragically, inhumanely, he did it protecting others. You can guarantee that because that's who Aaron Feiss was. Jamie Guttenberg, 14. The father of Jamie Guttenberg, a student at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, shared news of her death in an emotional Facebook post on Thursday. My heart is broken, Fred Guttenberg wrote. Yesterday, Jennifer Bloom Guttenberg and I lost our baby girl to a violent shooting at her school. I am broken as I write this, trying to figure out how my family is going to get through this. He said, thanking friends and family members for their support. Hugs to all, and hold your children tight. Alyssa Alhadef, 14. Alyssa, a soccer player, was one of the students killed in the shooting, the Parkland Soccer Club said in a Facebook post on Thursday. Honor Alyssa by doing something fabulous in your life. Don't ever give up and inspire for greatness, her family said in a note to her friends shared by the soccer club. Live for Alyssa. Be her voice and breathe for her. In an emotional interview on CNN, Alhadef's mother, Lori, implored President Trump to do something to stop gun violence. This is not fair to our family, that our children go to school and have to get killed, she said. President Trump, please do something. Do something. Action. We need it now. These kids need safety now. Scott Beigel, 35. Beigel, a geography teacher at the high school, was remembered Thursday by students who said he died saving their lives. I'll never forget the actions that he took for me and for fellow students in the classroom, student Kelsey Friend told CNN. I'm alive today because of him. Friend told Good Morning America that Beigel had unlocked a classroom for her and other students to hide inside, but he was shot in the doorway. Meadow Pollock, 18. Pollock, a senior at the high school, had planned on attending Lynn University in Boca Raton, Florida, next year. She was just unbelievable, her father, Andrew Pollock, told the New York Times. She was a very strong-willed young girl who had everything going for her. Christopher Hickson, 49. Hickson, the athletic director at the school, was also among those killed in the shooting. Chris is probably the nicest guy I have ever met. He would give you the shirt off his back. He does so much. That is terrible that it would happen to anybody. It is so senseless. Dan Jacob, the athletic director at nearby Coral Springs High School, told the Sun Sentinel. Luke Hoyer, 15. Hoyer was a freshman at the school. In an interview with People, his aunt, Joan Cox, described him as a happy-go-lucky kid who loved basketball and a mama's boy who rarely got into trouble. He didn't know what he wanted to do yet, Cox said. He was just a freshman and was looking forward to high school. Carmen Shentrup, 16. Shentrup had recently gone on a college visit to the University of Washington, her cousin Matt Brandau said in a Facebook post. Her cousin Matt Brandau said in a Facebook post, calling her the most intelligible 16-year-old I've ever met. I love you with all my heart, and I'm going to miss you every single living day. I would switch places with you in a second, he wrote. Gina Montalto, 14. Montalto was part of our high school state champion marching band, the Sun Sentinel reported. Our beautiful daughter, Gina Rose, was taken from us during the tragedy at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, her mother, Jennifer Montalto, wrote in a Facebook post shared by local station CBS 12. She was a smart, loving, caring, and strong girl who brightened any room she entered. Alex Schachter, 14. Schachter played the trombone in his school's marching band and just wanted to do well and make his parents happy, his father, Max Schachter, told the New York Times. Peter Wang, 15. Wang was in the school's junior reserve officer training program, according to the Miami Herald, and was last seen in his gray uniform on Wednesday. His cousin Aaron Chen told the Herald that Wang held the door open so others could escape during the shooting. He was always so nice and so generous, Chen told the New York Times. Chen said his cousin helped him settle in when he moved to Florida and made sure he was not bullied. Wang's best friend, Gabriel Amarata, also described him as funny, nice, and a great friend, according to the Herald. Amarata had planned to go to the Chinese restaurant Wang's family owns to celebrate the Lunar New Year on Thursday, he told the paper. Alana Petty, 14. Petty was also a member of the school's Junior ROTC program and participated in the Helping Hands program of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, helping to clean up Florida Keys after Hurricane Irma hit Florida in September, according to the Miami Herald. Alana loved to serve, a statement from her family said, according to CNN. While we do not have the opportunity to watch her grow up and become the amazing woman we know she would become, we are keeping an eternal perspective. Martine Duque Anguano, 14. Duque Anguano was a freshman at the school, according to the Miami Herald. His older brother Miguel posted about his death on Instagram early Thursday. Words cannot describe my pain, he wrote in the post. I love Brother Martin. You'll be missed, buddy. I know you're in a better place. Duque's forever, man. I love you, Junior. Helena Ramsey, 17. Ramsey would have gone to college next year, a family member said in a long Facebook post. The relative remembered her as a smart, kind-hearted, and thoughtful person. Though she was somewhat reserved, she had a relentless motivation towards her academic studies, and her soft, warm demeanor brought the best out in all who knew her. She was so brilliant and witty, and I'm still wrestling with the idea that she is actually gone, the post said. Joaquin Oliver, 17. Oliver, who was born in Venezuela, moved to the United States with his family when he was 3 years old, according to the Miami Herald. He became a U.S. citizen last January, the paper reported. Kara Loughran, 14. Loughran loved her cousins and spending time at the beach, her family said, according to the New York Times. Her aunt, Lindsay Fontana, posted about Loughran's death on Facebook and urged readers to take action to prevent future shootings. We are absolutely gutted. Kara was 14 years old. She was an excellent student. She loved the beach, and she loved our girls, she wrote in the post. While your thoughts are appreciated, I beg you to do something. This should not have happened to our niece, Kara, and it cannot happen to other people's families.